Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
2024 Royals left fielder, right fielder. Do we still say catcher? MJ Melendez joining us now on 610 Sports Radio.
Why not throw it in there?
You can do it.
Yeah.
Right? What's been the off season as far as the divvying it out, outfield catching work?
So definitely a lot more outfield work, but going into the spring, kind of being prepared to do everything, was able to talk to some of the guys, Q and JJ, and just kind of being ready to do everything. But I think it'll be mainly outfield for now.
Take me through your off season. Highlights. I'm not just talking baseball.
Yeah. So I did a lot of traveling, 4 different weddings. We had Nick Prado's wedding, and we had Vinny's wedding. So those were very fun. And then I had one of my best friends growing up since I was like 5 or 6 years old, and then one of my high school friends as well. So a lot of weddings, travel, did a cruise. Big thing that everybody's been talking about, for me at least, my teammates, has been like the salsa dancing. So I learned that this off season. That's been fun. So I've been able to do a lot of different things outside of baseball and working out. So it's been a very fun and interesting off season for sure.
Was salsa dancing on the to do list, or did it just
no not at all? So two of the guys I work out with, both baseball players as well. Started doing it about a month before me, and they're like, "Oh, you got to come." And I was like, "Yeah, like I'll think about it." And then, I ended up deciding to do it one day because I didn't have anything to do that night, and I fell in love with it and had been doing it ever since.
It's good for the hips too, right?
Yeah, hey,
those hips up,
exactly.
Turn it on, and yeah, there
exactly.
You go.
Help with the outfield footwork a little bit. So.
Exactly. and the cruise. Tell me more about this. Who we with? Where'd you go? What stood out?
So big family cruise for New Year's Eve. Obviously, my immediate family, and then some aunts, uncles, grandparents, cousins, and that was. 7-day cruise, and we did the Bahamas, St. Martin, and St. Thomas.
And are you fronting all that? Are you MJ Melendez going, "All right, everybody, pile in. I got the squad." You're not there yet.
No, not yet.
Well, that's nice of the family then. Now, last year at this time, you're getting ready for the World Baseball Classic. I've heard you talk a lot about it. What kind of relationships? I mean, is there a friendship that has lasted through that you're in contact with any of your teammates?
I mean, for sure. I mean, all the guys there have been, amazing. Obviously, seeing all of them throughout the season last year, whenever we went to a new city, or rather their city, we was able to stay in contact with those guys. And, playing them against them now was a little bit different. Instead of it just being a face that you see on TV, for me, growing up, well, seeing them on TV now, it's all right. Hey, this is a guy that I actually played with, and I know personally, and have built a relationship with.
I'm listening to you on MLB Network Radio talk about the World Baseball Classic, and I've never played in that environment. It was one of the coolest experiences of my life, and for as happy as I am for you, it pains me because this place can be as raucous as it was down there in Miami. I'm curious what your reaction was over those 8 days when this team signed like everybody.
Yeah, it was definitely a crazy couple. What was it, like a week and a half where we were just piling in arms and some position players, and it's been really cool to see. Been able to meet some of those guys here yesterday and have some conversations and just learn a little bit more about them. But we're definitely really excited. It's going to be change and a positive thing, and I think moves in the right direction for us. A lot of veteran guys that have been around the game a long time, and just kind of pick their brains, and then also at the same time, you've seen the success that they've had in the major leagues. So excited for them to bring that over to our side of the baseball, and instead of having to face those guys, a little bit more fun to have them with us.
MJ Melendez joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. So yourself, Hunter Renfroe, Nelson Velasquez, and countless other corner outfielders showing up to spring training in about a week. Does the competition feel more competitive this season for you?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, going to have some good competition out there during the spring. You know, that's something that I feel like, you know, we as a young team, we may not have, you know, seen it that way the last year. So going into this spring, I think it's going to be a really good thing to have all those guys there and, you know, be pushing each other and, you know, having healthy competition. I think that's something that, you know, we may not have done last year, like I said, and, you know, going into this season, I think that'll be a thing that'll really help us.
MJ Melendez on 610 Sports Radio, Royals Rally. We're on the air here until 12 noon. Man, we talked a lot in the second half of the season about that reset that the All-Star break was for you. I don't know if the game, if you refound, you know, the fun in the game, but, man, an OPS near 850 in the second half of the season. What's the key to whatever you unlocked in the second half, doing that for the full 6 months?
Yeah, just a couple adjustments. I feel like, you know, it's easy to look at the physical stuff, but and, you know, kind of blame that. But I feel like I was able to kind of look at that and, you know, unlock some things and within myself and, you know, learn a little bit more about the way my body was moving in that second half, and was able to apply those things, and then obviously just helped free me a little bit more mentally, you know, knowing that I wasn't having to think about, you know, my mechanics and all that stuff. And obviously it still wasn't exactly perfect where I needed to be or wanted to be, but, you know, we're just, this offseason is about making strides towards that, and and now we're looking forward to a season, you know, this year where I can go out and just feel comfortable and be myself from the start.
And it seemed like you gave yourself a little bit more grace in the second half. It wasn't, hey, I went, 0-4 last night. Now I'm 0-5 after a first inning ground out. You know, leave yesterday behind, focus on today. If an All-Star break reset helped that much last year, I'm wondering what the offseason does for your mentality, for your confidence.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely helps a lot. You know, going into the offseason, I knew what it was I needed to work on, knew the things I wanted to accomplish, and feel like I've been able to do those things. And, you know, now it's going into spring, seeing that live pitching again a little bit more on a consistent basis, and, you know, just being full head of steam and, you know, getting prepared for the season.
What do you like about the team? We know the new names, and you're going to learn them, and we're all going to learn them together, but I mean, the core is the core. The guys that many Royals fans have fallen in love with over the past 2 years, you guys are going to be the reason why the wins start showing up in 2024.
Yeah, you know, last night we had a group of guys that at the hotel, we were just eating and chatting a little bit and just talking about the things from last season and, you know, what we could do to improve and what we felt like was going to be, you know, helpful this season. And, you know, what just kept coming up is just, you know, us having that experience. You know, you get into you know, the hardest league in baseball, and, you know, you have those struggles, and, you know, you're trying to find yourself, trying to find, you know, how do I have that success that I had in the minor leagues? Cause it's a completely different game. So we were, you know, just talking about that, and I think that experience, you know, every year, you know, you're going to learn new things. And, you know, also, like I had mentioned before, all those new names, you know, they all have one thing in common, and they have the experience. That's something that, you know, us young guys have lacked. So, you know, regardless of, you know, how, you know, well, or, you know, how all the struggles, you know, you're still, it takes time to learn those things. And, you know, you can learn a little bit quicker with, you know, the help of guys that have that experience, and just being able to ask questions and see how they go about their routines and, you know, and their ups and downs.
A lot of veterans, as you mentioned, added this offseason, and yet I'm hopeful that when, you know, I go in that clubhouse in spring training, when I'm in that clubhouse here at Kauffman Stadium, that it's clear it's you, it's Vinny, it's Bobby, it's your clubhouse. You guys stepped in, and it's Nicky Lopez, it's Whit Merrifield, it's Hunter Dozier, it's Salvador Perez. Those guys were the vets. Do you feel more of an ownership of that Royals name that's across your chest right now?
Yeah, I think every year you step in that locker room where it's a new year, you know, you kind of feel a little bit more comfortable, feel like, you know, it's a little bit more yours. you know, I think there's a very, you know, fine line between, you know, having that and then also, you know, making sure that, you know, you want to keep that and you want to really continue to earn that, because I don't think that's something that's just, you know, given to you after, you know, time. I feel like you have to really continue to earn it, even when you feel like you have it. Just, you know, continue to show that, you know, there's a reason why you're still up here. And and obviously for the guys to come to follow, whether it's, you know, guys getting called up, or, you know, guys coming into the team who have, you know, are coming from a different team, just, you know, showing them that, hey, this is the way we do things around here. And, you know, we're going to work hard no matter what, and we're going to always put our best foot forward and, you know, bring our A-plus attitude every day.
Final couple questions. MJ Melendez joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. Can you expand on that? How do we do things around here? What is Royals baseball, or at least what you hope it looks like in 24?
Yeah, just doing things the right way. You know, playing the game hard, doing all the little things. And, you know, I always talk about it, but you see the teams that have success are the ones that are, you know, they're full of energy. You know, you see the way they play the game, it's fun. And at the end of the day, it's a game. So you want to have fun doing it, like I said, but doing it the right way. And I think that's something that we can, you know, we can bring. We got a lot of personalities on the team, and, you know, hopefully we can show those personalities by the way that we're playing. And, you know, obviously that comes along with winning as well.
Yeah. Speaking of winning, are you brave enough to pick the 49ers to win in a week?
I mean, we're rooting for the Chiefs over here. So that's going to be a really good one. I mean, obviously, Super Bowl last year was amazing, and I was lucky enough to attend. This year, I won't be attending, but I'll be watching from the TV. So it's I'm definitely gonna be rooting on the Chiefs, and you know, they've been hot so far. So hopefully, we can continue that.
Not going to the Super Bowl this year because it's in Vegas and the prices are crazy, or just been there, done that.
Man. I mean, last year was just so much easier. I was actually literally staying, my apartment was right across from the field in Arizona, so I walked to it last year. So that was pretty good. But now I'll be in Arizona already, so I was like, I don't really want to just travel over there to go for the weekend. It gets pretty hectic, and I can only imagine Vegas, out of all places, how hectic it can be. So I was like, yeah, I'll just chill out this year.
Okay. You or any of the teammates bringing in any pop stars as girlfriends this year? Because I'd like to prepare for it now if we're going to have the eyes of the world descend on Kansas City once again.
that would be something, wouldn't it? No, as of now, not. But, hey, you never know what could happen. I mean, I'm open to it.
Text line's there for you if you're listening, 913-586-7610. MJ, appreciate the time. We'll see you out in spring, man.
Awesome. Thanks, Vern.
There you go. MJ Melendez joining us here on 610 Sports Radio.
Hey guys, this is Matt Norlander, co-host of the Eye on College Basketball podcast with Gary Parrish. We are part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, and College Hoops is turning toward what's going to be a phenomenal March. So be sure you are tuned into the show. We're going to be publishing at least 4 shows every week. Follow and listen to Eye on College Basketball free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. March is coming.